An essential part of learning how to relax involves learning to pay close attention to the feelings of tension and relaxation in your body. Learning relaxation skills is like learning any other kind of skill, such as swimming, golfing, or riding a bicycle. In order to get better at relaxing, you will have to practice doing it just as you have to practice other skills, especially in the beginning of learning the new skill. And similar to other learned skills, after some time, you will be able to achieve relaxation with minimal effort. I will not be doing anything to you. You will simply be learning a technique. Progressive muscle relaxation, also known as PMR, is one such technique, and it consists of learning to tense and relax various muscle groups throughout the body. In this technique, it is important to tense muscles first in order to ultimately produce relaxation. It is important to learn to recognize muscle tension so that you will notice it in your daily activities and respond by relaxing. The initial production of tension gives momentum so that when you release the tension, deep relaxation is the result. When you are asked to tense the different muscles, it is important that you not hold the tension for longer than 7 seconds. In addition, if at any time the tension produces pain or cramping, just go ahead and release the tension all at once, regardless of how long you've been holding the tension. Everyone is always at some level of tension during their waking hours. The goal of progressive muscle relaxation is to help you learn to reduce muscle tension in your body far below your everyday tension level at any time you wish to do so. For example, at times of stress, or even when you don't feel like anything particularly stressful is going on, but notice increased muscle tension in your body. Or when you just want to feel more relaxed than you currently are. Relaxation can become a skill that you can carry around and use in any troublesome situation or to use when you just need a break. Ultimately, it should be an effective tool for decreasing pain, decreasing muscle tension, stress, and feelings of anxiety. It can also be a tool for increasing pleasant physical and emotional sensations. When practicing this and other relaxation exercises, it will be important to do them in a room free from distractions, such as other people, loud noises, telephone, and TV. It is also typically best to do the progressive muscle relaxation in a seated position on a comfortable chair or other piece of furniture. We will begin by doing a simple breathing exercise and then go on to learn to tense and relax 7 muscle groups in the body. As your skill in relaxing develops, we will go on to combine some of these muscle groups. Okay, what I'd like you to do now is to make sure that you are in a comfortable chair. Make any adjustments that you need in order to get as comfortable as you can right now. In general, you'll want to keep your legs uncrossed, your hands resting gently either on your lap or beside you, and your spine straight, using the chair for support. Just close your eyes and let them remain closed during this time. Now I'd like you to rate your current tension level on a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 equals no tension, and 100 equals maximum tension, or the most tension that you could imagine. And just make a mental note of this tension rating. Now begin relaxing by just closing your eyes and noticing your breathing. Observe the body as it automatically breathes in and out, noticing how the stomach and rib cage gently rise and fall. Each breath out is followed by feelings and sensations of the exhalation that includes some release of tension. Just letting the breath come and go naturally without slowing it down or speeding it up. Be aware as you breathe in that your breath brings you nourishment and contact from the outside. And that as you breathe out, this cleanses your body of anything that it doesn't need and washes away all the tension. You may find that your mind wanders to other things, thoughts, feelings, routine sounds of your environment, as you are learning breathing and relaxation, and that's okay. When that happens, just gently return your attention to the rhythm of the breath. Your breath is always there, strong and flowing, nourishing you beyond all distractions. And just continue to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Try to make the breath out take a little longer than the breath in. Good. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And now just continue to breathe normally. Now let's start the relaxation exercise by having you focus all your attention on the muscles of your right hand and arm. I'd like you to tense these muscles by having your arm supported on the arm of the chair. And while bending the arm at the elbow, make a fist and press the elbow down now. Feel the muscles pull. Notice what it's like to feel tension in these muscles as they remain hard and tight. Okay, now just let those muscles go and release the tension all at once. Noticing the difference between tension and relaxation. Focusing on the feeling in this muscle group as it becomes more and more relaxed. Notice any feelings that come into those muscles as you release the tension, such feelings as warmth or heaviness. Just allow the muscles to become smooth and relaxed, feeling the warmth and the heaviness of your relaxed right hand and arm. Okay, again, I'd like you to tense the muscles in the right hand and lower arm now and hold that tension, studying how the tension feels as you hold it in those muscles. Now release all the tension all at once and completely relax the muscles, letting the tension just dissolve away and noticing how you can feel even more comfortable as you let the tension go. Again, noticing feelings of warmth, maybe feelings of heaviness and relaxation as you let all of of that tension just spill out of your arm and hand. Okay, just allow these muscles to go right on relaxing while you shift all of your attention to the next muscle group, the muscles of your left hand and arm. I'd like you to tense these muscles by having your arm supported on the arm of the chair. And while bending the arm at the elbow, make a fist and press the elbow down now. Feel the muscles pull. Notice what it's like to feel tension in these muscles as they remain hard and tight. Okay, now just let those muscles go and release the tension all at once. And notice the difference between tension and relaxation. Focusing on the feeling in this muscle group as it becomes more and more relaxed. Notice any feelings that come into those muscles as you release the tension, such as feelings of warmth, heaviness, just allowing the muscles to become smooth and relaxed. Feeling that relaxation spread through your left hand and your left arm. Okay. Again, I'd like you to tense the muscles in the left hand and lower arm now and hold that tension, studying how the tension feels as you hold it in those muscles. Now release all the tension all at once and completely relax the muscles, letting the tension just dissolve away. And noticing how you can feel even more comfortable as you let the tension go. Again, noticing those sensations that indicate that your arm is becoming more relaxed. Feelings of warmth. Feelings of heaviness that spread through your left hand and your lower arm. Feeling more and more relaxed. Now, I'd like you to focus your attention on the muscles of your face and head. Tighten the muscles of your forehead by wrinkling your forehead as tight as you can. Now, relax those muscles all at once, letting the muscles smooth out. Imagine your forehead and scalp becoming smooth and at rest. Now again, wrinkle the muscles in your forehead and hold that tension there, noticing what that feels like, tightening the muscles in your forehead. Then relax the muscles, allowing the brow to become smooth again. Imagine what the muscles look like. Smooth and relaxed. And now I want you to squint your eyes tightly shut. Look for the tension as you keep your eyes tightly squinted. And now relax your eyes. Let them remain closed gently and comfortably. Feeling them relax. And now I want you to squint your eyes again. Feel the tension in your eyes as they tightly squint. And now relax. Keeping them closed. Gently and comfortably. Now I want you to move your attention to the muscles of your jaw. Tighten those muscles by gently biting down and noticing the tension throughout the jaw muscles. Tightening your jaw muscles. And now relax those muscles, letting the tension drain away from that area. When the jaw is relaxed, your lips will be slightly parted. Let yourself really appreciate the contrast between tension and relaxation in this part of your body. Now again, tighten the muscles in your jaw by gently biting down and hold for a moment. Noticing what that feels like. And now release the tension, allowing the muscles to become smooth and relaxed, and your lips to part slightly. Continue relaxing for a moment, and notice the difference between tension and relaxation in your jaw. Okay. Now I want you to move your attention to the muscles around your lips and mouth. Tighten those muscles by pursing your lips into an O shape and hold the tension there. Just hold that tension. And now relax your lips, allowing the tension to leave the muscles in your lips and mouth. Completely relaxing your mouth. Noticing the difference between the tension and relaxation. And I want you to tighten your lips again, purse them into an O shape, and hold the tension there. Hold the tension. And again, relax your lips, allowing the tension to leave the muscles in your lips and mouth. Now, just continue relaxing. Deeper and deeper. Notice the feeling of looseness and relaxation in all of your facial muscles, including your forehead, and your cheeks and your jaws. Now move the attention to the muscles in your neck. Tighten the muscles in your neck by pulling your chin downward toward your chest, and at the same time try to prevent it from actually touching the chest. You may notice a little bit of trembling in these muscles as you tense them. Keep holding it, tensing them. And now relax those muscles all at once, completely allowing them to release any tension there. Just feeling the relaxation. Letting it spread down your neck. And again, I want you to tighten the muscles in your neck. Pull your chin downward toward your chest, preventing it from actually touching, holding that tension, feeling that tension. Now relax those muscles all at once, completely allowing them to release any tension there. Feeling that tension just drain away. We'll now move to the muscles of the chest, the shoulders, the upper back and abdomen. We're going to combine quite a few muscles here, and I'll ask you to tense these muscles by taking a deep breath, holding it, and at the same time pulling the shoulder blades together. That is, pull the shoulders back and try to make the shoulder blades touch. Okay, here we go. Take a deep breath in, pulling your shoulders back and noticing the tension in your chest, shoulders, and upper back. Hold the tension for a moment. Hold it. And now exhale. Let your chest become loose and let the air hiss out, letting all that tension go and breathing normally. And just take a couple moments to notice your slow and regular breathing as you continue relaxing and releasing, letting your breath come freely and gently. Okay, good. Now again, take a deep breath in, pulling your shoulders back and noticing the tension in your chest, shoulders, and upper back. Hold the tension for a moment. Keep holding it. And now exhale. Let your chest become loose and let the air hiss out, letting all that tension go and breathing normally. And again, just take a few moments to notice your slow and regular breathing as you continue relaxing and releasing, letting your breath come freely and gently. Now, move your attention to the muscles in your right leg. Tighten the muscles in your upper and lower leg by lifting your leg just slightly off the chair while pointing your toes toward the ceiling and turning the foot inward. Hold that tension, noticing what it feels like to have tension in your right leg, and now just relax, letting the tension go and noticing the difference between tension and relaxation in the muscles of your right leg. Imagine the tension leaving your upper leg and flowing down through your lower leg and out through your feet and onto the floor below. Now again, tighten the muscles of your right leg and hold the tension, noticing what it feels like to have tension in your right leg. Again, holding it. Now just relax, letting the tension go. And again, notice the difference between the tension and relaxation. As the tension leaves your upper leg, flows down through your lower leg, out through your feet and onto the floor. Now move your attention to the muscles of your left leg. Tighten the muscles in your upper and lower leg by lifting your leg just slightly off the chair while pointing your toes toward the ceiling and turning the foot inward. Hold the tension, noticing what it feels like to have tension in your left leg. And now just relax, letting the tension go and noticing the difference between tension and relaxation in the muscles of your left leg. Imagine the tension leaving your upper leg, flowing down through your lower leg, and out through your feet and onto the floor below. Now again, tighten the muscles of your left leg and hold that tension, noticing the tension in your left leg. What does that feel like? And then just relax, letting all the tension go, noticing the contrast, imagining the tension leaving your upper leg, flowing down through your lower leg and out through your feet and onto the floor below. We relax the muscles of the legs and feet. Just allow those muscles in your feet, ankles, calves, shins, knees, and thighs to become even more deeply and completely relaxed. And now move your attention back to your breathing. And after noticing your slow and regular breathing for a couple of inhalations and exhalations, take a slow breath in through your nose, and then let a long breath out through your mouth. Good. Now just give your entire body a chance to relax. Feel the comfort and heaviness throughout your body as your relaxation deepens. We relax the muscles in your arms and hands. Just notice how the feeling of relaxation has spread into those areas to allow them to relax even more deeply. We've relaxed the muscles in your face and head. Allow them to remain deeply relaxed and feel the relaxation spreading through your neck. Pure relaxation, deeper and deeper. We've relaxed the muscles of your chest, shoulders, upper back, and abdomen. Allow these muscles to become even more deeply relaxed. Let go more and more. And we've relaxed the muscles of your legs and feet. Just allow these muscles now to remain deeply and completely relaxed. And feel the heaviness or other pleasant sensations in your lower body as the relaxation deepens. Now, what I'd like to do is to have you go back through each of the muscle groups that we have relaxed and to notice if there is any tension remaining there. I'll give you a minute now of silence so that you can scan your body. And if you notice any muscle groups that are still holding on to tension, just go ahead and repeat the tensing and relaxing process. You can start your body scan now. Okay, I'm now going to count backward from 4 to 1. On the count of 4, I'd like you to begin moving your feet and legs. On the count of 3, moving your arms and hands. On the count of 2, begin to carefully move your head and neck a bit. And on the count of 1, you may open your eyes when you're ready. Feeling quite calm and relaxed, very pleasantly relaxed. just as if you've had a brief nap. 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. And before we end this exercise, I'd like you to again rate your current tension on a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 equals no tension and 100 equals maximum tension. Notice how this current rating is similar to or different than your rating at the start of the exercise. This marks the end of the progressive muscle relaxation exercise.